Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Dhammi Dhil Wajhain, the chapter on the condemnation, the dislike of being two-faced. So condemning this action of being two-faced. In Arabic we say Dhul Wajhain, the possessor of two faces. In English we use the same expression, person is two-faced. In other words, there's two sides to a person. One side is showing something good, and another side, you see it, if you look at it, something evil, something bad. Now, why Sharia dislikes this? Is Sharia is very clear, very clean. Crystal clear, crystal clean. There isn't such a thing as a person having two sides to him. What you see is what it is. In other words, what a person is saying with his tongue is what he means with his heart, and is what actions that flow from his body. This is what you call a true believer. In every way, he's truthful. So therefore, when we are selling a product also, we are told that the customer, when he's seeing the product, that is what he's buying. So if there's hidden defects in it that he can't see, then tell him about those defects also at the time of the sale. Because this is a Muslim very clear about everything. Now when you have a person that is two-faced, in other words, there's two sides to him, so he gives a wrong impression. And Sharia doesn't like this person giving a wrong impression, number one. Or in terms of his life, he has two sides to his life. One is a public side to his life, and one is a private side. Naturally, we'll say there is two parts. Yes, there is two parts, but there isn't such a thing as a person in front of people, he tries to act good, he tries to act such that he's not committing sins, and then quietly a person goes and he does everything else that is wrong. One is a person shouldn't be doing things, or shouldn't be doing sin in public. That is something that is known. But here, a person considers it to be okay. That in front of people I mustn't do anything that is wrong, but behind the backs of people I can enjoy myself. If I'm flying alone to China and nobody is with me, nobody knows me, then I can enjoy myself there, because now there's nothing for me to worry about. Those people that know me, they're not here anymore. So this is two sides to a person. One is way in front of people, how he's behaving, and one is when he's away from people, how is he behaving. Sharia is very particular about this. Islam and our deen is very, very particular about this. So therefore, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, the first ayat he brings here from Surah Nisa, قال الله تعالى يستخفون من الناس ولا يستخفون من الله وهو معهم إذ يبيتون ما لا يرضى من القول وكان الله بما يعملون محيطا. In Surah Nisa, Allah Ta'ala says, they try to hide from people. People committing sin, these type of people, in front of people they try to hide their sins. So they try to hide from people, but they cannot hide from Allah, who is with them when they pass the night, indulging in talks that Allah Ta'ala dislikes. Allah Ta'ala surrounds all that they do. So they, in front of people, they're showing a different face, but Allah Ta'ala is saying it so beautifully, وَلَا يَسْتَغْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. They can't hide from Allah. So this is the height of arrogance that you get. A person in front of people, he's with concern about what he's doing. But when Allah Ta'ala is there with him, he doesn't care about Allah Ta'ala all the time. Allah's knowledge, this ayat finishes off, says, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطًا. Allah Ta'ala surrounds all that they do. In other words, the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala is complete around everything that they do, but they're not concerned about Allah. In other words, people are more important than Allah. That's why Allah Ta'ala is warning about these type of people. They consider people more important than Allah Ta'ala. In other words, when people are there, then we behave. But Allah Ta'ala and His knowledge is there all the time, and no concern. So this is something that we have to be aware of. We'll do one hadith. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تجدون الناس معادن خيارهم في الجاهلية خيارهم في الإسلام إذا فقهوا وتجدون خيار الناس في هذا الشأن أشدهم كراهية له وتجدون شر الناس ذا الوجهين الذي يأتي هؤلاء بوجه وهؤلاء بوجه متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you will find people to be like mines. The best of them in Jahiliyyah are the best in Islam. You get a gold mine, you get a silver mine, you get a coal mine, you get different mines. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, you'll find people to be like mines. In other words, people, every khandan, every family, every people, they got some khubi in them. They got goodness in them. Like how in a mine, when you mine, how much of goodness you get out coming from the mine. So everyone, people have got goodness in them. And you'll find traits of goodness also in every family. You'll find certain traits of goodness running in that family. You'll find certain traits or general traits also running in a family. Certain family you'll find all these people in this family are in hard way. And they're all in hard way and they got a certain quality. Maybe perhaps they like to help in security or they're very helpful people. Another family you'll find that most of the people in this family are all electricians. It's another type of family you find most time of these people are in family are in plumbing. In some families you'll see most of them are in cooking. So like that, different families have different traits running through the families. So here you'll find in different people also there's certain traits that will run. And the best people, the next part of this hadith is explaining something, that the best of them in Jahiliyat are the best in Islam, provided they understand Islam. In other words, those qualities that they had, those people that before Islam, they had some good traits and they had some good qualities, they are the people now, when they accept Islam, they will be the best in Islam, so long as they understand, they have the knowledge of Islam. In other words, those good traits still remain with them. They don't disappear. So one thing we learn is that every person, or people in general, families in general, people in general, that they all got goodness in it. It's whether we can extract that goodness, we can take that goodness, we can benefit. So therefore, when we see somebody also, don't think that this person got nothing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, people are like mines. Fortunate and good, or fortunate are those people that are able to extract goodness from every person. Therefore, they say beautifully in Dawat and Tabligh, that ye kaam khubiyo ka len den hai. This work is taking goodness from each other, taking khubi from each other. You know, every person that's there has got some khubi, is the ability we got to take the goodness from each person. And that person also may have take something from us. So it's khubi or kalende, and it's like a trade-off of good qualities. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on to say, you'll find that the best of people for this issue of imarat, of leadership, are those that dislike it the most. Very important. That who's the best as far as imarat, as becoming amir is concerned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says beautifully, تَجِدُونَ خِيَارَ النَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الشَّأْنِ أَشَدَّهُمْ كَرَاهِيَةً لَهُ. Not that person that's canvassing for the position, that person that is saying that I want the position, or the person that's claiming position. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying as far as amir is concerned, the person who dislikes it the most, he is the most suited for that position. Not the person that is asking for it. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on to say, you will find that the worst of people are the two-faced. This ties up with the chapter that we're doing. Person that has two-faced, who go to some people with one face and go to another people with another face. So this is not something that Islam likes. A two-faced individual is tantamount to a hypocrite because his internal and external do not reconcile. Ulama, however, say that to reconcile between individuals in this way is commendable and an act of great reward. There's a difference. Is where there's two people or two parties now that is fighting. For example, they're disputing. Now this person goes to this person here and he tells him that, you know what, that other brother is saying so many good things about you and he's praising you. His niyat is for what? His niyat is now just to patch up and to join up. There, this is commendable. This is something that is liked in Shariat. We're not talking about this. This is where I come to you and I said, hey, you know what this brother had said about you? And then when I'm by him, I'll tell him, hey, you know what this brother said about you? And I start saying all wrong things. And that's a two-faced person. When I'm with you, I make it seem as though I'm your man. When I'm with him, I make it seem as though I'm his man. And now this is not something that Shariat states or some Shariat likes. As we see, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith is saying, you will find that the worst of people are the two-faced people. May Allah Ta'ala save us from this. We be honest, we be clear, we be clean. This is what Shariat likes. A man is honest, he's clear, he's clean. People will like him for what he is. He says things as it is. He's very clean, he's very clear, and he's very good in what he does. But he does it in a very honest manner, not in a two-faced manner. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.